Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
Have you ever wanted to be a different age? Younger people can't wait to grow up. Elderly people wish they were young again. Some people aren't happy no matter what age they are. It helps to understand that it is God's will for you to be the age you are right now. It is no accident that you are alive on earth at this time. God didn't want you to live in the 1600s. He created you to live at this time. We read in the book of Acts chapter 17, He himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God, if perhaps they might grope and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Verse 25 and 26. This verse tells us God determined your lifetime to be now. Every stage of life has its benefits, whether you're 25 or 65 years of age. Be happy with the age in which you find yourself. If you are a parent, enjoy every stage of the life of your child. If you're tired of changing diapers, don't wish for your child to grow up. Enjoy that stage of life because it will pass, oh my, it will pass all too quickly. If you're getting older, don't keep wishing you were younger. You can't go back, friend. So enjoy your stage of life right now. It's God's will for you to be at this age. And it's also God's will for you to be thankful for it. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 tells us, give thanks in all circumstances. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. It's rather warm out there. If you don't know me, my name is David Bowling. I've not been here in 3 weeks. But it's Sunday, and it's the first Sunday of the month, and that means the Highland Bluegrass Quartet's in. Jim's not here today. He's got caught in some of the storm out there at Joe's Creek, and he's catching up on some family needs out there, which a lot of people are. We want to keep all the flood victims in our prayers, and
Amen.
Let you know that not only are we praying for you all, but the church community and everybody, our community has come together good, Brother Jerry.
Amen. Amen.
What a community we've
like
got.
Never before.
Exactly. And we've got a long way to go, but we hope for the next hour we can ease some of that tension and just relax. And I'm sitting here next to the principal. That's
Amen.
Usually where I end up, next
Amen.
To the principal. Keep an eye on me. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that later. And we've got our good friend Ken Fuller back. Praise the Lord
Amen.
For that. We're so glad to have you back, Ken, with us singing today. But I'll turn it over to the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
We're going to start with an old song called Body and Soul. This is an old Bill Monroe tune, Body and Soul. Train coming round the bend, carrying the one that I love. Her beautiful body is still here on earth, but her soul has been called above. Body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loved me, with body and soul. I half she loved me with body and soul.
A few years, dude.
That's old.
Yeah. Here's a good old song. Larry Sparks do this song. It's called Gonna Be Moving.
This old world's no place for living. Not enough caring, not enough giving. Sometimes clouds of sin and sorrow hide away. But this life is told me well, ain't gonna be my home forever. Gonna be moving one of these days. Gonna be moving, moving away. Gonna be moving one of these days. When I leave this world behind me, troubles and cares never gonna find me. Gonna be moving one of these days. Oh, play John. There won't be any time for crying. No more sickness, no more dying. Joy awaits me in that mansion far away. When I rest from all my labors, Jesus will be my next door neighbor. Gonna be moving one of these days. Gonna be moving, moving away. Gonna be moving one of these days. When I leave this world behind me, troubles and cares never gonna find me. Gonna be moving one of these days.
This summer, McDonald's is getting together our classics. Grab a juicy double cheeseburger or 10 crispy chicken McNuggets with small fries for $2.50. That's two Mickey D's classics and fries for just $2.50. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Lemonade. Get together this summer with McDonald's new Real Lemonade.
Lemonade.
Kick back with a classic lemonade garnished with a freshly cut lemon, a strawberry lemonade made with real strawberries, or one of our refreshing frozen lemonades. The new Real Lemonade's from a cafe, made with no artificial flavors. So you'll be loving
lemonade.
All summer at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
McDonald's with 14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky, and boy, I'll tell you what, they've got some of the finest teas over there. You're a tea fan.
I love tea. Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness, they got great tea over there, and they got light a menu for summertime, great salads this time of year. You know, it's just too hot sometimes to eat a real hot meal.
I've heard that.
But iced tea, and every now and then, Nikki and I like to slide through about 8 o'clock at night and get some ice cream. Yeah. I got some good ice cream over there, too.
I knew you were going that way. I just
you knew exactly where you were going. You could look at me and tell where I was going.
Well,
but anyway, 14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. They give back to their school systems and their community and each community that they work in. That's our good friends at McDonald's. Now, something that you may want to be interested in right now is McCoy's Tree Service. With all the flooding and everything going on, you may need some tree work, tree removal done. And, you know, I have not talked to James, but I guarantee you, knowing James the way I do, that he will slice, dice, and deal with you on this disaster. Because that's just the way James is. If you need anything done or an estimate done, you can call him at 395-0473 at McCoy's Tree Service. He's got over 40 years experience in the business, and he's fully insured. And the nice thing about it is, just like the Bible, he's got a good foundation. He's got the material to work with.
Amen.
He's got the tools and the equipment.
We've seen some of his work.
We've seen his work over at Highlands.
The church,
getting ready for our center over there. Yeah. So he does wonderful work and a great man. That's our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service.
Amen.
395-0473. Give him a call for any of your needs. Well, like I said earlier, Glenn John, I'm sitting in the principal's office right now, and I'm going to explain that a little bit more. I'm going to let Jerry. We're going to be talking about our new school at Highlands. So, Brother Jerry?
I think it would be good to plead on David's behalf. He didn't mean to do it. If he's sitting in the principal's office, he didn't mean to do it. That's a good place to start, isn't it?
That's a good place to
We're talking about Little Light Academy, and we have with us today Lisa Sayers and Michelle Borders. Lisa is the head teacher. Michelle is the assistant teacher. I've heard you called director and assistant director. I've heard you called things we don't want to talk about on the air. But I'm kidding. Little Light Academy has been a dream of ours for a long time. And it's becoming a reality here in less than 2 weeks now. So why don't you, Lisa, and Michelle tell us more about Little Light Academy?
Little Light Academy has been a dream of Highland Church of Christ for a long, long time. It is our passion at Highland to have kids involved, to teach them the way that they should go, be grown, to be raised up in a great environment, to have wonderful learning experiences, and to always keep God at the heart of everything. We are really, truly passionate and excited about our preschool that is will be opening shortly. Our planned opening date is August the 11th. We will run 3 days a week, which will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8:30 to 2:30 each day.
Amen. Amen.
Michelle, what would you like to say?
Michelle?
I just want to mention that we are really excited. We've been planning this for a long time. There's been a lot of preparation and prayer and thought go into what we're going to be doing there and the things we're going to be teaching the kids. There is going to be a curriculum, a Christian-based curriculum. We're using the BECA material, and so we're excited about that.
A well-known curriculum,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It is.
And so we're just excited you know, we're in prayer about the kids that will be coming, those lives that we'll be involved in and touching, and we're hoping to involve as many people in the community as we can, and we're just all excited
Amen.
About it.
Amen. That reference to names I can't mention on the air, some of the things the students will be saying about you when you make them behave. That's what all teachers understand that. So we begin the 11th, and the hours again are?
The hours again are 8:30 to 2:30 each day. We are also planning an open house for our students that are enrolled, and tentatively right now it is scheduled for Thursday, August the 6th.
Okay.
We are taking applications. You can reach me at 454-6686. I'll be glad to answer any questions that you may have. We're truly excited about seeing the students. Used to, whenever my kids would start school, I would always think and pray for the teacher and pray for my kids.
Amen.
And think that a teacher has the power to change a life.
Sure, sure.
And that is what Michelle and I intend on doing.
Which means, as I like to say sometimes, my job as a pastor is to get folks to do what they don't want to do so they will become what they really want to become. That's your job as teachers, mm-hmm. is to get your students to do the things that they should do.
We think that every day at the Little Light Academy is going to be like a full-force vacation Bible school.
All right.
Every day.
All right. You have that same exhaustion every day that you have during VBS. Yeah. So let's talk about cost. It is $300 per child. Is that correct?
$300 per child per month. Mm-hmm. There is also a $100 application fee, which is also included. It will be reimbursed whenever your student becomes a student at Little Light Academy. That will be included in the first month's tuition.
And so if a family has their own youth group and they want to send more than one,
then we could probably give them a discount for the second one.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going for.
We want that. We want those good kids.
We do. We do.
And the bad ones.
We want them all. We want them all. It's going to be a great adventure. It is indeed. Anything else you can think of you want to offer? We're excited about getting started. Yeah.
Is it too late to sign your child up?
It is never too late to sign your child up. We feel that we will have 12 spots available. Several spots have already been filled, so if you are interested, it would be something that you would want to go ahead and get in contact with us as soon as possible.
And they could call the church office for that, couldn't they?
Yes.
And what's the requirements to meet the criteria to be in the school?
The age requirements are 3, 4, and 5-year-olds that have not gone on to school, so that would be very helpful.
Should we stress again that it's not daycare?
Oh, yes. That is something that's been a little bit of a joke, hasn't
right.
it?
It has been.
It is a preschool. It's a preschool program. We are preparing them for school. And to prepare them for school, God should be at the center of everything. So we plan on doing the Pledge of Allegiance. We plan on doing prayer. We
Amen.
Plan on talking about God and
Amen.
Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we know that Jesus lives in our heart and
Amen.
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
Amen. Amen.
That's a little bit of a joke, too, because that's funny.
I was specifically referring to potty train.
Oh, yes, we need to touch on that, too.
Yeah.
You do have to be a potty trained child to be able to attend the Little Light Academy.
Well, I know Annabelle's been working on that real hard.
She has been.
Now, you guys are going to hang around with us a little bit. If you have a question, are you going to hang around a little bit? Or are you going to bail on us?
They're in.
But if you got a question for Lisa or Michelle, call us here at 789-0318 and we'll get your question answered. Or they will.
I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I've dreamed many dreams, send and vanish at dawn. But enough dreams came true, Lord, that it keeps me dreaming on. I've prayed many prayers, for an answer waited long. You've answered enough prayer, Lord, that it keeps me praying on. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I've had many friends, they've left me one by one. But enough friends were true, Lord, that it keeps me trusting on. I've gone many days in my heart without a song. You've blessed me so many times, Lord, that it keeps me singing on. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. This next number is called Old Satan. You know, we're really in a battle today. We're fighting against a real enemy. He's known in Scripture by many different things. The devil, Lucifer, the serpent, Abaddon, Apollyon. There's all kinds of names for him. But he is, he's after each of us and will not be satisfied until he takes our soul to where he is going, which is hellfire and brimstone. So this song talks about old Satan.
Living in a world of mass confusion, where contentment's hard to find. Living in the days of revelation, with old Satan close behind. You better look around, you better look around. You better be wondering what salvation's all about. You better believe and understand, for old Satan takes command. He's gonna take it and ain't gonna be to the promised land. I've been talked about and laughed at. I've been locked out in the cold. And I don't aim to give old Satan any claim upon my soul. You better look around, you better look around. Better be wondering what salvation's all about. You better believe and understand, for old Satan takes command. He's gonna take you and it ain't gonna be to the promised land. Oh, Glenshaw. When temptation's all around you and you feel like turning back, just remember that old Satan's right there breathing down your back. Better look around, better look around. Better be wondering what salvation's all about. Better believe and understand, for old Satan takes command. He's gonna take you and it ain't gonna be to the promised land. He's gonna take you and it ain't gonna be to the promised land. Amen, amen, amen.
All righty. Well, I want to talk about our good friends, Brett Butcher. And he has recently just teamed up with Brett Butcher and Osborne Webb and O'Brien. And they got a brand new law office located on 412 2nd Street here in Paintsville, Kentucky. Brett's a great guy. Last year, he won Best Lawyer Between the Lakes. And he's one of these guys that will come out and greet you when you come to see him. He's always got time for you. He sits down, he listens, and everybody needs a family lawyer. So you need to go see our good friend at 412 2nd Street. As once again, they have moved. It's Osborne, Webb, and O'Brien, and they're located at 412 2nd Street. You may need a will. You may need help with your retirement. You may have Social Security. You've been in an accident. Brett can help you with all these things, land transfers, anything like that. He's a great guy and knows what he's doing, and he's a local guy, too. So go see our good friends at Brett Butcher, Osborne, Webb, Adams, and O'Brien on 4 2nd Street here in Paintsville.
It's not Jim, is it?
Huh?
It's not Jim O'Brien.
I wouldn't hardly think so, unless it's Green Acres we're talking about. Okay. Could you see Jim as a lawyer? I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Let's talk about our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware. I went out there to see the folks this week, and I understand that Philip was affected by the storm. I haven't got a chance to talk to him yet, but we want him to know that we're praying for him out there because they're fine folks, along with everybody else. But Phillips Heat and Hardware, if you've had trouble with all this flooding and stuff, he's got everything you need out there. And again, I'm sure that Philip would give you a break if you told him you was in the flood. He's got all your tiles and drainage ditches or lines out there. He's got your water lines, just anything you need around the house. He's also your official snapper lawnmower dealer now for Eastern Kentucky. He's got a great snapper line of lawnmowers and lawnmower parts with the push and riding mowers. Great line of mowers out there. He's also got the, as Jim calls them, the Eco, which I call them Echoes, blowers, weed eaters, and chainsaws out there. And, you know, I was out there a couple weeks ago, and Philip started that Echo with, Lisa, you could even start just a half a pull. And Jim said, that's great for Teresa, I'm telling you. Keeps her busy. But anyway, you don't do none of that, do you? You do? You weed eat? You mow the lawn. Would you say that a little louder? I want my wife to hear that.
Nikki, you should push mow the lawn.
Oh, there you go. I'm
could
in
you
trouble.
Ever say it just one more time?
Okay.
But Jerry.
Because Ann has never, ever, ever touched the lawnmower that I know of.
I think I can tell Nikki, but I'm not sure I'm going to tell Ann.
Well, you're safe. You're safe to tell Nikki. I'm going to get my head knocked off when I get home. But anyway, they've got stovepipe out there. They're your garden headquarters out there with garden seed. They got signs. They got mulch. They got concrete mix, U-Haul, ice. They do tank exchange, which I've got to do that. They've got gas grills out there. I've had a gas grill, and believe it or not, I've had that thing 3 years, and the igniter still works. Those things always go out. Just anything you need, they can take care of you. And don't forget the fishing hole at Phillips. Any type of bait, they get their materials from the same places that from Bass Pro. So they know what they're doing out there as far as the fishing. They got anything you can imagine, and they sell fishing licenses out there too. Phone them at 297-3456. That's our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road. And I saw some of those furnaces out there getting ready to come in. I do have an announcement I need to make. During all this flooding and all this rebuild and all these folks have had trouble, there's been one oversight, and that's the churches that were washed away.
Yeah.
So, on July 13, 2015, a flash flood hit Flat Gap in Johnson County, taking lives, homes, vehicles, and most everything the flood victims owned. Also damaged or destroyed was local churches. Not only did people suffer personal loss, but some cases lost their spiritual home to worship in. We are asking all churches for your contributions and donations to the flood funding for Johnson County churches to help repair and rebuild these churches. Our brothers and sisters are overwhelmed with where and what to do first to begin rebuilding from this disaster. Please help enlighten the load to donate to flood funding for Johnson County churches. In Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now you can make your donations to BB&T, 800 North Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Or you, if you need more information on this, you can call 1-859-494-7832 and talk to Jimmy Guess. That's a good cause right there.
Amen.
There's a mighty battle coming, and it's well now on its way. It'll be fought at Armageddon, it shall be a sad, sad day. In the book of Revelation, words in chapter 16 say, they'll be gathered their great armies for that battle on that day. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there's been trouble and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. He has said, ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. Pages of your Bible in St. Matthew you will see. Start with chapter 24 and read from 1 to 33. In the Savior's blessed words he said, on earth he prophesied. Oh, he spoke of this great battle that is coming by and by. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there's been troubles and tribulations, there'll be sorrow and despair. He has said, ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. Nation against nation, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be great signs in the heaven, in the sun and moon and stars. For the hearts of men shall fail them, there'll be gnashing of the teeth. Those who seek it will receive it, mercy at the Savior's feet. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there's been trouble and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. He has said, you not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last.
Amen. That's coming. You know, we're talking about that tonight, Highland, 6 o'clock. We're talking about how Christians in the 20th century and right into the 21st century have been in the crosshairs. We are the focus of a demonic force called ISIS, the radical Muslim movement that's sweeping across the Middle East and into Europe. And not only there, I think we have felt secure over the years that we would escape all of these things, but we've seen it right on our own shores. So tonight we're going to be talking about how that we're in the crosshairs. We Christians are smack dab in the middle of things. And we're going to be looking at some biblical evidence of that, as well as some things that are happening even right now in our history. And so, we need to be teaching people. And Little Light Academy is attempting to start when they're very young. And yet we can continue that in word and in song. This next song is about that very thing. Teach Your Children Well. One of her all-time favorites, no question about it. Have gold that you can live by and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach children well, their father's head is slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. Know they love you. And youth of tender years can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children here will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fish, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
All right, that's our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home, carrying on the tradition for many years. I know everyone in this room has had the opportunity to go to Jones Preston. And as Jim and I say every week, we've never had a bad experience up there. They've got a wonderful location up there. They got plenty of parking. They can handle any site funeral from large to small. And they can handle any type of funeral, whether it's military, relocation, whatever you need to do. James Andrew has strives on taking care of people up there, and a lot of our congregation work up there too, so you'll be treated like family. He's up on the latest technology up there. He just does things right at the Jones Preston Funeral Home. And also our good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Our hearts go out to them today, and we're thinking about them. I just learned that Gary has passed, Gary Fannin, and at age 62 at Van Lair. It's to be held Tuesday at 3 p.m. at the Oxford Free Will Baptist Church. Mr. Fannin is survived by his wife, Vanessa Kraft Fannin, two sons, four brothers, two sisters, four grandchildren, and a ton of friends. Friends may visit the church after 5 on Monday and after 9 a.m. on Tuesday. Gary will really be missed. He was a dear friend of ours, and I used to go in there and see those folks and talk with Gary for an hour, just sit around and talk to him. So our thoughts and prayers are with the families today.
Amen.
Amen. But, the most important thing out of all that is he's with God. He was a Christian man.
He kept his appointment.
He kept his appointment. You know, you hear of all these people dying on TV, on the news, and they always never mention the most important thing.
Yeah.
How are they with the Lord?
Yeah.
I want to go back to Lisa and Michelle real quick. Got a couple questions for you guys, and I know, I'll make this comment first. My daughter Quinn has been in church since she's 2 weeks old, and now she's 16. And she's still got a mean streak in her, but I can't imagine.
Well, you're just digging the ditch deeper, aren't you, brother?
Well, she's in Nashville.
Oh, okay, all right.
Quinn's in Nashville. I wish I was with her, actually. Nashville. I love Nashville. But Nikki's going to kill me. But anyway,
that's what I'm talking about, bro.
You know, these kids, that's the only chance they got is church and God and learning the right ways and the morals, because there are no morals left in this country anymore. I'm just going to say that. But she is hooked up with Christian friends, and they're still teenagers, but they've got a shot. They've got a shot. But I want to say how important you guys are to that, and thank you for that. But I also want to ask about playgrounds and meals for the kids, and go over the times at the schools again.
I'll just mention we do have a really nice playground out back. We have a nice picnic shelter that was built by many of the members of the church, and our playground has been worked on, and we've updated and fixed some equipment, and so we have a really nice place for the kids to play. We actually took some kids out there Wednesday after class, and they were so excited because the bunch of the playground equipment had been painted and fixed, and so they were all excited.
Leo wasn't there.
No, we'll have to keep Leo off the equipment. We are going to ask the children, they're going to be packing their lunch, so they'll need to pack their lunch. We're going to provide a snack for the kids. I just mentioned again, it's for ages 3 to 5. Kids who haven't started kindergarten yet have to be 3 by August the 1st and potty trained. And if your child doesn't meet the deadline for August the 1st, if you want to go ahead and sign them up and pay a deposit, if we have a slot open, say come Christmas break, and then your child will be eligible age-wise. We'll still go ahead, and if there's a slot available, we'll take them. And I just want to say that Lisa and I are both, you know, we feel very humbled and blessed to be able to do this. We're excited. We're excited for the kids that will come and for their parents and their family. And we believe that if you train up a child in the way that it should go. And you mentioned Quinn had been in church since she was 2 weeks old, and we remember Quinn from day one. They've all been a blessing, and we're just excited for all the kids that will come.
Well, ladies, we want to really thank you all for coming in, and we couldn't have two better examples to teach our children, that's for sure. And I'm real excited about it. And maybe the Highland Bluegrass Quartet could play for your class one day.
Why? We would love to do that. Just to add to what you just said, we have the highest regard and confidence, David, for these two ladies right here.
Amen.
We just love them to death and know they're going to do just a great job. And as important as that, the kids all just love them.
They love them.
They do indeed.
Kids are self.
I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw that old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Now its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. The waves were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Now at the stern of the ship was the captain. I could hear as he called out my name. He said, get on board, it's the old ship of Zion. It may never pass this way again. Now as I step on board, I'll be leaving all my troubles and heartaches behind. For I'll be safe with Jesus, the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Yes, sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Amen. The old ship of Zion. That's a favorite, a good old song. Good old song. There's a good one there. We've got so many good ones. I'll tell you, we need about 2 hours to sing all the ones we'd like to sing. But we don't have that. Let's sing one that a lot of people like to hear. It's one that Vince Gill made popular a long time ago. Of course, nobody does it like Vince Gill. Go rest high on that mountain. I know your life on earth was troubled. Only you know the pain. You weren't afraid
work on earth is done. Oh, to heaven shouting, love for the Father and Son.
Oh, Glenn John.
We gathered round your grave to grieve. Wish I could see angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing.
Well, Michelle made me spit out my gum over here. No, I'm just joking. She's good. You know, I was telling them off the air, Ken, that every time I get on the school bus, I'd sit in the front row, you know, so you know that goes. I want to talk about my good friends at Carley Tire. If you haven't been out to Carley's, you need to get out there. If you're running around on bad tires, you don't have to do that anymore. At Carley Tires, he has financing available to meet any size, any type of tire you need. They can get you financed out there on approved credit. If you need tires, that's the place to go. He carries the Michelin, Mastercraft, Dunlop, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Uniroyal, Firestone, Bridgestone, and plenty more where that come from. He does the latest front-end alignment. He's got the latest technology out there to do that. Brand-new front-end alignment machine out there to line your tires up. He's got $25 oil change. Winter's coming on, believe it or not. He's got the good Interstate batteries. I was telling my wife the other day, I've had my car for about 5 years. I may need to get some a battery in my car. He's got your truck accessories out there if you want to soup up your truck a little bit. They do brake jobs. I just had brakes put on a motorhome out there for a road trip, and they do a great job out there. Go see Wallace and Chris today. Wallace, if he's asleep when you walk in, just give him a little poking. Got a liar's bench out front, Glenn John. Was that you sitting on that the other day when I went by? Huh?
He always looks at you.
Yeah,
I've never seen the beat.
Yeah. You know, we wore the same shirts. We're talking about getting a band together.
Yeah.
Woo! But don't run around with bald tires when you don't have to. When you go to Conley's, they'll take care of you. They've got a comfortable waiting room. And like I said, they got a good liar's bench out front. And Wallace will make you a cup of coffee. That'll keep you up about 3 or 4 days. I'm telling you, I got some coffee out there, and it was strong, but it was good. You know, real quick, I want to talk about our church announcements. We got a ton of birthdays this week, I think. Your son-in-law's got a birthday today.
He
I
does.
Think.
Now, which one are you referring to? I have two, you know.
Yeah, Dustin.
Oh, Dustin Jones. Yeah.
Dustin Jones.
Yeah.
What is he, about 18 now?
Something like that.
Oh, he acts 18. That's what. Let's see. Where are the birthdays on here, Lisa?
Here we are. Dustin Jones, you better be young.
Josh Martin, Archie Fouts, Tyler Sester, Betty Collins, Brad Martin. You know Brad married up, didn't you? Did you know that? He's awful ugly, feller. He don't care for me talking about him. He loves me. Hey, you got to remember this one, brother. Ann Scott's got a birthday. And the word is that you're going to spend somewhere right under $1,000 on her.
At least.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. Every bit of
Martha Russell.
Thank you, David.
And you're welcome. And happy anniversary to, you're going to get our Big Martin guitar, aren't you? happy 30th anniversary to Dennis and Susan Sanger. Did I say that right? Sanger. And Martin and Glenna Sester. So, we got to get out of here. We want to remind you of two things. Always smile, Lisa. The sunshine's good for your teeth. You know what we say after that?
Always put the Lord Jesus Christ first in your life.
Always put the Lord Jesus Christ first in your life.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you, girls. Good luck with your school. We'll see you next week.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Oh, great job. Just like a blind man wandered alone, worries and fears I claimed for my own. And like a blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray, for straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded, wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth. And always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.